Hello, and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and today I will be talking about the Montreal Screwjob. The Montreal Screwjob is one of WWE's most infamous moments, and some could argue that it changed the industry forever. Who was behind it? Who was in it? Stay tuned! On November 9th, 1997, the WWE world changed forever with the Montreal Screwjob. For those who didn't see or know about the event, here's a summary. At the Survivor Series 1997, WWE Champion Bret Hart put his title on the line against Shawn Michaels. The match took place at the Molson Centre in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. WWE owner Vince McMahon and his employees at the time told Bret Hart that he would retain the title against Michaels. However, at the end of the match, Shawn Michaels was victorious despite having Bret Hart winning that match. This goes way back before Survivor Series. Bret Hart won the championship at SummerSlam in August of 1997. Before Survivor Series, Hart signed a contract with rival WCW. McMahon was hell-bent on preventing Bret Hart leaving the company as champion, but Hart was unwilling to lose the title to Michaels in Canada. Originally, the plan was to have Hart retain his title via disqualification and lose the title at a later date. However, that wasn't the case. Anyway, back to the match. Michaels put Hart in a sharpshooter and referee Earl Hebner on direct orders from Vince McMahon, ending the match as Michaels had to hold on Hart, even though Hart never submitted. After the match, things got a little bit crazy. Hart found out about the situation and was very angry with McMahon on how things had gone down. It got to the point that Hart spat in the face of McMahon and finger traced the letters WCW, meaning that he was leaving WWE. Things backstage were even more intense as Hart immediately confronted Michaels, who said that he had no idea about the finish. As that was going on, McMahon locked himself in his office with his associates Pat Patterson. Unbeknownst to McMahon, an angry Mark Galloway, to many known as The Undertaker, banged on the door demanding to talk to McMahon. Eventually, McMahon had to get out of his hiding spot and confront Hart. McMahon went to Hart's dressing room and tried to explain himself. Hart didn't want to hear it and asked McMahon to leave. Apparently, McMahon didn't get the message soon enough as he was knocked to the ground by Hart's fist. Hart then asked if he was going to screw him over the pay he was owed. McMahon said no. He wound up with a black eye and a broken ankle. So, did they kiss and made up? Of course not. More drama ensued. On the next night on Monday Night Raw, Michaels appeared with the then WWF belt, boasting about his win. Later on, McMahon gave a televised interview to then commentator Jim Ross, explaining his own version of the events, making the now infamous Vince McMahon didn't screw Bret Hart. I truly believe that Bret Hart screwed Bret Hart. Meanwhile, in WCW, they have addressed the incident. Eric Bischoff made a remark about it during Nitro. WCW parodied the Screwjob again by Hart, preventing Hollywood Hulk Hogan from leaving the WCW Championship. He claims that referee Nick Patrick gave a fast count, preventing Sting from winning the title. This happened a second time at Starrcade 1999 between Goldberg and Hart, this time with the late Roddy Piper as special guest referee. Hart placed Goldberg in the sharpshooter despite Goldberg not submitting. The Montreal Screwjob would forever change the landscape of wrestling forever. It is perhaps the most controversial match in the history of wrestling. It has gotten so bad that Hart and Michaels did not talk or see each other in a substantial amount of time. It wasn't until 2009 when Hart finally admitted that he would forgive Michaels. Michaels echoed that sentiment, saying that he was a joy to work with in the ring. However, one thing still loomed. Hart didn't return to WWE in a very, very long time. That all changed in 2010 when Hart returned to bury the hatchet. They made up and Hart even said to Michaels that he became a better person. However, there was one person that disagreed. Later on on that same night, Hart and McMahon wanted to bury the hatchet, but McMahon kicked Hart in the gut. In real life, Hart and Michaels were on slightly speaking terms as McMahon caught Hart during his recovery from a stroke. This storyline eventually led to a match at WrestleMania 26 where Hart soundly defeated McMahon. After that, Hart had a brief United States title reign in May 2010, his first title reign since the Montreal Screwjob. So, the question still remains, was it at work? It depends on who you ask. Some will say that it wasn't, and Hart acted in collaboration with McMahon. Wrestlers like Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, the late Bam Bam Bigelow, Road Dogg, and others had gone on record saying that it was a work. Me, personally, I was 8 years old at the time, and I didn't really know what was going on, so 8-year-old me thought it was real. As I gotten older and I rewatched a match when I was 21, I realized that it might have been a work. Work or not, since then, professional storylines, including some storylines ran by WWE, continue to refer to Screwjob whenever a title match ends in controversy. Actually, this happened once in 2013 when The Rock won the title for CM Punk at the Royal Rumble. The next night, CM Punk was livid, saying that he got screwed. This kind of reminded him of the Montreal Screwjob, actually renaming it the Phoenix Screwjob. And I believe that was one of the reasons why CM Punk left, because Rock was a part-timer, and CM Punk at the time had a very, very lengthy title reign, like 463 days, I think. Anyway, this incident actually benefited WWE in the long run, as WWE eventually passed its arch-rival WCW, and McMahon eventually bought out WCW. While Hart retired and unretired, Michaels did the same thing. He dropped the belt to Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 14 and retired soon after due to a serious back injury. In 2002, he returned to the ring again and eventually retired in 2010. At WrestleMania 26, losing to The Undertaker in a streak versus career match, he returned for one more match in 2018 at WWE Crown Jewel. Yeah, let's not talk about that match. That match was a total, total disaster. We got four old men in that match that were tired, they were out of shape, and they really couldn't wrestle anymore. And to be honest, that was just really, really pathetic. So anyway, there you have it. The full history of the Montreal Screwjob. Do you think it was a work? Do you think it was real? Comment on my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports, again at Kenny_sports, and on Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy, again on Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy. My other episodes are available on Spotify, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Until the next episode, see ya and stay safe and healthy.